It's tucked away behind the lingerie on the third floor of the department store.
Hi, welcome to Bloomingdale's Studio Services. Thanks for coming today. I'm going to go right through here.
Mara Maddox with Bloomingdale's gives a tour of the new space.
So the first thing when someone comes in is we ask them to sign in, and they are clearly identified by wearing a badge that identifies who you are. So whenever you go in the store to do your style pulls, to pull for different films, everyone will be able to easily identify you.
You have to be in the industry to get that special badge, refreshments, and access to a special clothes rack. And for people like Yvette Bennett, it comes in really handy. She works as an asset coordinator for Universal. That means she's in charge of everything that's bought for movies, like vehicles, props, and wardrobe.
The studios have to have somewhere to pull their wardrobe from if they're coming here, or they'll have to have things shipped to them from L.A., and it's more cost effective, of course, to be able to just send your shopper to Bloomingdale's to pull the looks that you're looking for.
She says LA-based studios often have to pay 10 times the cost of clothes in case of damage just to use them for productions in Atlanta.
We've been watching the production industry in Atlanta very closely for the last few years.
That's Patty Donahue. She heads up Bloomingdale's Studio Services. She says the new department in Atlanta is a sign of the times.
The industry, frankly, deserves the service. A service that meets their needs. A lot of our existing studio clients are working in Atlanta, whether they're clients that are working with us in California or if they're in New York, they're shopping with us in Atlanta.
The studio services department is the first for Bloomingdale's in the Southeast, but it may only be an option for high-end productions, says Universal's Yvette Bennett. As a writer and director, she's worked on plenty of independent films.
If we're shooting an indie film, we're usually pulling from our closets, our friends' closets. Our talent is wearing their own wardrobe, or we're buying whatever we can, wherever we can, to get a deal.
The department is currently open, but plans to host a grand opening in February 2015 for the start of television pilot season. For WABE News, I'm Candace Wheeler.